Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to get Terry McLaurin involved some more in this offense.
First down and 20.
Got him.
There's McLaurin. Inside the 10. Stays on his feet. Into the end zone for a Commanders touchdown.
That was a great throw, obviously, by Marcus Mariota. It was first and 20 or second and 20. I can't remember. One or the other. But Terry was wide open. My goodness. I mean, talk about just allowing a guy to run right through the heart of your defense. What happened there, A-Mac?
It was a nice route by Terry.
It was.
He kind of like did a jab step.
Yeah, faked outside. Yeah, he kind of twisted.
Yeah, and that corner committed early and then – or I'm sorry, the safety committed early and he just beat him towards the center. I mean, it was a great route. Yeah, just a problem that's been persistent with the Giants. Nothing new.
I thought some of that – I thought some of those problems would go away with Deontay Banks not being counted on as much, but I guess not, right?
No, it's just bad secondary. Yeah. Joe Shane's secondary, by the way, but, you know, that's neither here or there.
I don't know if you saw this. This may have happened since Thursday when we last were together, but I think it was Jordan Renan of ESPN basically said essentially the same thing that I was trying to point out to you over the last week and a half before, which was that, yes, they said Joe Shane was going to lead the coaching search. Mm-hmm. Yes, they said Joe Shane was going to come back, but by no means was that guaranteed or able to be changed, I guess, basically.
We talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that.
I thought you were pretty entrenched in that Joe Shane was definitely coming back.
No. I knew early on since after, because I think that was like the report, like right after, you know, they said that he would lead the coaching search, that the thought was, and there was an idea that John Mara is sick. So this could just be, hey, go find us some candidates, turn it over.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
we'll
that's
make
right.
the final. We'll
did,
make the
we
final
because
they always said we're making right. the decision ultimately lies at the hands and the feet of ownership. Mm-hmm. So I think Joe Shane will give them some candidates, but his job is by no means safe, and he kind of admitted that in his last press conference.
Yeah, and that's basically the point that you know I wanted to get past here is when you've been as bad as the Giants have since that first year under Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, right? Like there's patience, and then there's like how long can you let it go, and how many bad decisions can you let go, right? And that's the problem. And that's kind of the problem like right now with Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. They were great in that first year, changed everything around. Obviously, a lot of things went bad this year. Now the question is going to be, okay, everybody believes they'll get a year three. The question is whether they would get a year four depends on, of course, how bad year three is and what the circumstances are. But Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, well, Joe Shane got year four. Brian Daboll did not get a full year four, right? And, you know, one other thing that I heard, I didn't realize this, but apparently Daboll was, like, very lax on discipline. And, I mean, we saw what happened with the Abdul Carter situation, but apparently with a bunch of guys. And people did not take kindly to that or like that because Brian Daboll was, considered, like, this hard ass and this very fiery, intense guy, and yet he was allowing, basically, people to run wild.
Yeah, there was a report that he really wasn't holding Abdul. They said he fined him, but there were no like talks and conversations about Abdul missing team meetings and things of that sort. And apparently there were other players who were doing the same. So this just goes to show you that like people's front-facing attitude and demeanor doesn't really hold any weight of how things are really unfolding behind the scenes and taking place behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So yeah, because that surprised me. I thought that, you know, he was a player's coach, but like you said, he yells and gets after guys. So I thought players respected him and also kind of were held accountable behind closed doors. But it seems that Mike Kafka kind of changed that because Brian Daboll was a little lax.
Right. So Kafka's obviously trying to fix what they identified to be wrong, right? And like you said, the stone exterior, if you will, doesn't always match what happens in private, right? So, but I would also say this, you know, if Kafka was hell-bent on trying to get this job, which it seemed like in one of these Hard Knocks episodes, like he was trying to, you know, be what, again, Daboll wasn't, and trying to be this tough disciplinarian, and the Giants were, you know, starting to kind of play a little bit more consistent. The last two losses, not good, not a good look. Right. I mean, it looks like it looks like it's going to be a clean slate, like Shane out, Kafka out. They've already fired the defense coordinator. They're already fired the head coach. We'll see what other usually that means in almost an entire staff change. And you got to then question what that means for Jackson Dart, what that means for obviously Abdul Carter, what that means. You know, does Brian Burns want to go through that again? Does Dexter Lawrence want to, you know, or does he retire? Like, who knows? I mean, you just never know. I'm watching that Terry McLaurin touchdown again.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It was a great little route. They're playing two deep safeties, right? And the Commanders run, the Commanders run Debo in motion from right to left, and then he runs a little square out from inside of McLaurin, who lined up wide. So Debo runs like a square out from the slot, from the left slot, while Terry kind of scissors across the field. And so I guess that's what the safety sees, is Debo in motion and then running, again, the square out, and they think the pass is going there, and they try and jump that, and that's where they lose Terry in the process. So a good design by Cliff Kingsbury. All right, let's get Rick in North Carolina up here. I could see everybody so fired up and excited to talk about the big Commanders win by the, well, lack of crickets on the phone lines. 301-230-0980. Come on, people. If I've got to talk about that game, you've got to talk about that game. Trust me, I didn't go to that game on purpose because I didn't think it was worth my time. And I was right. I didn't have to be there, but I was right. Although it would have been nice to cover a winning locker room, right? And a relieved locker room. Let's get to Rick in North Carolina. What's up, Rick? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's going on, Rick?
I was telling Aiden. I was telling AMAC, I said, when does the parade start downtown? Because we won.
Well, yeah. You know, if there's a parade around here, I'm sure we can get the junkies and Grant and Danny on big buses and to be a part of it. There would be no room for a guy like me to be a part of it. But yeah, man. You know, it's so interesting though, because right, normally a win feels great no matter what. But we're at the point, like, even if they were bad, but, like, 5-8, like, you win a game like that, and you're like, okay, we're still mathematically alive. I know it's unlikely, but at least we're still playing for something. Here, the head coach has got to make up a stupid divisional tournament in his speech, right, to get them to buy in.
I missed it. I didn't hear it. I missed it.
Yeah. He was like, you know, and I'm paraphrasing here. I think we have the audio if you could pull it up, AMAC, when you're ready. But basically it was like in his post-game speech yesterday in the locker room about how this is one win, one game in the in-division tournament. I don't know if he said the NFC East tournament. But basically what he's saying is, look, we've got four games left. We're playing the Giants, the Eagles twice, and the Cowboys. Like, let's try and win 3 out of 4. Let's try and win the end of the season. And here, why don't you listen to it just so you can hear it yourself, Rick? Hang on. We're going to play it for you right here, right now.
Hell yeah, man. In division tournament, all right? Keep on advancing, all right? That's where we at, man. What a cool f***ing win, all right? It's been a challenge we've been in a long f***ing time, all right, for the last couple months. There's nobody I'd rather f***ing do that with than the guy standing here, man. Tough, resilient, hard f***ing, all right? That's what it's all about. Jay Lane, all right? Big play, bro.
Slice it there, but you get the point. He's selling that they're not playing for the playoffs, but they're playing to be as good in the division as they can. And theoretically, they're 2-1. Well, not theoretically, realistically, they're 2-1 in the division. They swept the Giants and got browbeat by the Cowboys, but they have a chance, at least a chance, as unlikely as it would be, to be 5-1 in the division.
What he's advocating, like the NBA, they started that end season.
Yeah, something like that, man. Like, this is the mental, you know, tricks that you got to play when your team is eliminated with 5 weeks to go in the regular season.
But you know, the funny thing about it is, Bruce, those three games, the Bears, Dolphins, and Broncos, we could have won. And you know the funny thing about it, if we were 7-7 going to this Philadelphia game with two against Philly, we'd be playing for the division. And despite those three losses, if we had gotten them, we'd be 7-7, and we would have never thought 7-7 would even be in play for this division. But it would be, because you know you have two against the Eagles.
Yeah, no doubt. And when the schedule came out, right, we were all kind of looking at the Eagles twice in three weeks and the Cowboys sandwiched in between.
Cowboys on Christmas.
Yeah, I think people looked at it and said, well, the Cowboys, that should be like definitely a winnable game, right? Because the Commanders are better than the Cowboys, and they might very well be, although I don't know. But the Eagles two games separating the Cowboys or sandwiching around the would likely be where the season was determined. And ultimately, exactly. As it turns out, none of these games matter, which is why Dan Quinn had to cook up this silly divisional tournament thing.
Yeah. You know, another thing, and there's what was I going to ask you about? I was going to bring up about I ain't going to talk the draft. We got plenty of time to do that. But why is there so many bad teams in the NFL this year? You know, there's 9 teams with double-digit losses. I think it's a lack. We have a lack of good coaching in the NFL because you can't. I can't believe all those teams are that bad. Well, that's 9 teams with double-digit losses.
You know, it's a great question, right? I don't have a great answer for you, but I would say this. The Commanders, right, have double-digit losses. They do. They have 10.
Right.
Some people are going to blame it on bad coaching. And certainly bad coaching, there is no doubt that they have not done as good of a job coaching this year as they did last year for whatever reason, right? And injuries are a huge, huge, huge part of it, but it extends beyond injuries. So here's my question. If you're one of these double-digit loss teams, Pete Carroll, Vegas, the mess in Tennessee, Giants, Commanders,
Bears. You know, Browns.
Right, the Browns, New Orleans, right? But New Orleans is starting to come. Arizona. Is it bad coaching or is it bad injuries at spots that you have a lack of depth and you can't overcome? Meaning like Arizona, okay? They added to their defense. They keep adding to their defense, yet they lose not only Kyler Murray, which actually I didn't think was I thought was kind of a blessing in disguise, quite honestly, but they've also now down the stretch lost Marvin Harrison. They've lost some of their key defenders. So is it because Jonathan Gannon is incompetent or is it because Jonathan Gannon's not good enough to overcome the amount of injuries and the amount of drop-off that they have? And certain guys, younger guys that they've drafted in the Jonathan Gannon regime have not fulfilled their potential just yet, or is it because they're in a really good division? You know, they're 0-5 in the AFC West or in the NFC West, but they're taking on San Francisco, Seattle, and the Rams, three teams with double digit wins. So that's a part of it sometimes too, you know?
Bruce, I have one more question for you. You remember in 2023 when Ron's last year.
Yeah.
Now, you remember this guy came in and he orchestrated those trades with Chase Young and Montez Sweat. Is this guy still – is he part of the administration?
Oh,
on this
the
team?
Analytics guy? No, he was fired like 8 months later. Adam Peters wanted nothing to do with him.
But you know, that's why I'm like, why, you know, because we can look at it now. But what would we look like on defense with Montez Sweat and Chase Young still on the team? I can't believe I thought about it and say, what happened to that guy who did those trades? Yeah.
Well, I don't even remember his name. That tells you how meaningful he was. But I know exactly who you're talking about because, as usual, the analytics shoebox people that love to throw this stuff around and love to act like it's the end-all, be-all, they celebrated, they hailed his arrival. And that guy was gone in eight months.
But they had to be on Josh Harris, right? Wasn't that on Josh Harris?
Well, yes.
Or Bob Myers? Was Bob
Myers
involved
with
that?
But it was
time?
Also Adam Peters looked around and said, no, I want my guy. So they brought in a kid from the Detroit Lions who Lance Newmark knew, and they brought him in, and he basically said, I don't need this guy. And they retained Rob Rogers, who was Ron Rivera's contract guy, but not the analytics guy. They retained him, and they fired the other guy.
Yeah.
The guy that you're asking about.
Crazy. Yeah, because I couldn't believe, you know, I was like, man, Sweat, and you know, Chase Young, I mean, he looked good. You know, he looked like he's finally healthy back to
Chase
he
had
was.
A big sack off the edge yesterday, no doubt. Listen, I think one or both still would have been gone no matter what and should have been gone, quite honestly.
Yeah,
but
they couldn't pay both.
But the question was both, you know, and that was the issue. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you. Got to let you run. We've got to take a timeout, 301-230-0980. I'm going to look up that guy's name. I forgot his name. He was so insignificant in my world. But the Al Galdis of the world, Grant Paulson celebrated him. I'm sure Sheehan was thrilled about it. I don't remember. But I know, like, the Al Galdis and, you know, all that. And I'm not trying to dump on Al. But the people that just love analytics and think everybody swears by analytics, oh, the savior, the incoming savior of the franchise. No. It made actually sense to trade those guys to get something for them. It did. They got the number 40 overall pick from Montez Sweat. That turned into, right now, Mikey Sanderstil and Ben Sinnott. I mean, you can make an argument it didn't work out, and that's fine, but they would have had to pay Montez Sweat almost $100 million. So, you know, you got to kind of look at it both ways. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we'll spend a couple more minutes here on the Commanders. Listen, it is so hard for anybody to get excited about this win. It's more like relief, if it's even that, right? It really is like an exhale. It's not, yay, we won! Man, we're building something special here. And in some cases, depending on your view, it's, oh my God, they won. This is damaging. This is more damaging than it is helpful. And guys, I get it. I get it. I'm not one of these, you know, maybe earlier in my career, I would have been like, I would have been like, oh, a win is a win is a win is a win. You know, you take it any way you can get it. The winning is the most important thing. I'm of the belief that when a team is eliminated mathematically from the playoffs, it's okay to start moving on and not caring about wins. It's okay, even as players and coaches. But they're not of that belief because, and I don't blame them for this, they don't know if they're going to be here or not. You know, so why not try and win? That's what we're here to do. We haven't done a good enough job of it. But why not try? They're not here to say, hey, you know what would be great? Let's get the number 3 overall draft pick. That would be great. But that's not how they operate. And I can't blame them for that. But from a fan, from a media, from an observer perspective, winning allows you to breathe a little bit, allows you to exhale a little bit, allows you not to be embarrassed more. It loosens tension. It kind of validates, hey man, this is the reason why I'm putting my body on the line. not, hey, man, this is why I'm working so hard. They don't work that many hours, the players. They really don't. I mean, people talk about football players like they work so many hours. They don't. They work 8 hours just like you and me. Oh, like the quarterbacks might work 12. 13. The coaches work 100 hours a week. That's who works. Not the players, the coaches. Some players obviously do more than 8 hours a day, but they're only in the facility 8 hours a day, maybe 8.5. Again, quarterbacks a little bit different. But the point being is they're putting their bodies on the line and their mental and physical health on the line. And if you don't get any payoff, especially if it's for a long time, it gets really hard to show up and to give a you-know-what when you're getting no reward, right? Think about it. Think about you at your job. If you come in every Monday morning at 8 a.m. and you work till 5, and sometimes you may, even though you get an hour for lunch, you only might take a half an hour for lunch because you got so much to do. And because you really want to get your job done and you really want to do it well. And you're a great communicator with your teammates and you're a great employee, you're reliable, you do extra. And then when it comes to bonus time or raise time, they tell you, well, yeah, you know, yeah, we just don't have the money and budget. You know, whatever the excuse might be, but you get no reward from it. Are you just going to keep pushing pedal to the metal? Are you going to keep going hardcore? Maybe you will for a little bit. Trust me, that's going to end real quick. I mean, I can speak personally. I know that feeling. So I don't blame players for wanting to win because you want some sort of payoff other than financial payoff. You want some sort of payoff, some sort of validation. And again, coaches coach work 100 hours a week. You know, they're there from 4:35 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. Not every night. Not on Fridays. But Monday through Wednesday, definitely. Usually Thursdays, like 8:30, 9 o'clock. You know, Friday, many of them get out of there by like 3:30. And then even if it's a home game, they've still got to be out of their house, still away from their family because they got to be at the team hotel Saturday afternoon for meetings. And, you know, even for home games. Another thing that, you know, maybe people don't realize is when you're the home team, you still are at a team hotel. You still have meetings Saturday evening, usually like 7 to 8:30, 7:30 to 9, somewhere in that range. It's not like completely taxing, but you have that. You want that validation. You need that validation. Validation has to come some other way besides a paycheck. And true, while winning and losing doesn't always determine the size of your paycheck, man, it helps when you're winning games and you're making an impact in terms of a team's win ability. Football people recognize that. They see that. They want to reward that. They want to pay that. They want that in their locker room, in their building, on their team. So even if you're a 3-4-5 win team playing for the Commanders this year, you don't think people want to see, like a Jeremy Reeves busting his ass? Of course. And Jeremy Reeves said something on Twitter last night. He's like, you know, kind of like, still love y'all, but sorry about your damn luck. I don't care about draft picks. absolute right attitude for Jeremy Reeves to have. Absolute right attitude. Let's take a timeout. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. If you want to hop aboard and chat. If not, that's okay. We'll go on to the rest of the NFL and to my weekend at both Army, Navy, and Saturday night's main event for John Cena's retirement match and everything in between on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, we'll start with the NFL news. The Commanders and Dan Quinn getting the win yesterday, 29-21, in MetLife Stadium over the New York Giants. They would be scheduled right now to pick eighth. Dan Quinn will address reporters at 3:30. We might be able to find out what the early plan for Jaden Daniels is as Marcus Mariota started another game. The Commanders facing a semi-short week as they turn around and host the Philadelphia Eagles Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock. An MRI has confirmed Micah Parsons did indeed tear his ACL. He's obviously done for the year. The New York Jets have fired first-year defensive coordinator for them, Steve Wilks, after another blowout loss yesterday to the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence accounting for 6 touchdowns. Meanwhile, the Monday night football game tonight, perhaps in some snowy, blustery weather in Pittsburgh. 7-6 Steelers, 6-7 Miami Dolphins. It's yours with pregame coverage beginning at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock following Linnell Willingham right here on the Team 980. And from college football, how about this? Nebraska quarterback Dylan Raiola, who's been often compared to Patrick Mahomes in terms of play style and look, he plans to enter the transfer portal. According to ESPN's Pete Thamel, earlier today, he's a former five-star recruit. DJ Langway of Florida also entering the transfer portal, so some big-name quarterbacks going to be available on the free agent market in college football, and that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another torn ACL to a young star besides Micah Parsons and Patrick Mahomes. John Harbaugh of the Baltimore Ravens just announced rookie standout linebacker Teddy Buchanan. Their second leading tackler for the Ravens has a torn ACL as well. He's obviously out for the season. So that's... And again, Buchanan is not the star, obviously, that Micah Parsons and Patrick Mahomes is, but two veteran stars, mega stars, and a young standout so far. Yesterday alone, three catastrophic-type injuries. Make no mistake about it, while rehab, therapy, recovery, surgery, all of that is better, much better than it used to be. There's no guarantee that a guy comes back 100%. There's no guarantee. There's the physical part. There's the mental part. There's the emotional part. Some guys just don't feel right. Look at what happened. Remember what happened with Chase Young when he was here? They activated him off the list. And he sat around for 5 weeks. There was another player. Was it Drake Jackson? I still can't get on the field. They had to activate him because they were running out of time. Still can't get on the field. Still having trouble practicing. Sometimes it happens that a guy mentally, emotionally, doesn't trust himself, doesn't believe in himself, for whatever reason, and is never the same. So it's not just, oh, Patrick Mahomes, Micah Parsons, Teddy Buchanan, they'll be fine. Just give him 8 months, they'll be fine. It's not always that simple. Not always that simple. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Listen, as you can tell, again, like some radio shows are going to spend 3 hours breaking down this game. I'm not. And I really don't care that if you're offended by that. Because the game ultimately meant nothing. A validation for players and coaches is not going to ring true with fans. A fourth win of the year just to avoid embarrassment is not going to always ring true with fans. Now, some diehards are going to be, yes, hell yes, I'm always rooting for my team. I always want my team to win. I got it. Nobody thinks that that's weird. But there is a huge difference. Remember last year, down the stretch, they blew out Tennessee. Then they went on their bye. And then they came back and barely squeaked past New Orleans, right? And then they beat Philadelphia in that crazy comeback at Northwest Stadium. Those games obviously meant something. They were huge. They were important. They were big for playoff seeding. They needed to, you know, Atlanta, obviously, on that Sunday night game where they had to clinch the play. Like, those games meant something. People can get fired up about that. When you've won three games going into yesterday, and you're playing a horrible Giants team, horrible. How do people get fired up for that? I can't blame them. I can't blame them for not caring. Something's immediately got to grab your attention, right? So I can't sit here and be mad at the fan base for not caring because it took everything that I had yesterday to care. Everything. And I didn't watch the whole game live. Why? Because it meant nothing, ultimately. It meant nothing, ultimately. Navy Mo says, I agree with you, Rooster. I'm from Florida. I've never been a fan of any team from Florida. I'm a fan of teams from where I live, do business, and where I own my home, and that would be D.C. When I was in the Navy and lived in the 757, I was a fan of the Redskins. And now, you know, obviously, Mo still follows and still listens, right? Like, again, I didn't grow up here. I didn't grow up here. But I want the Commanders to do well because it's good for business. It's good for my audience. It's good for people to care because this is what happens when people don't care, when they're not playing meaningful games. Is it's crickets. There's no passion. There's no energy. There's no, oh, wow, look at that. Look at what we're building here. And God, if they could just do this or that. We had that last year. Even 2 years ago, I think people were rooting for them to lose at least because they knew a better draft pick, get a potential stud at quarterback, but also that it would cement new leadership, new regime, new everything because Ron would get fired. Right? This year, the only thing really at stake, honestly, unless something weirdly changes, and I just don't think it's going to change, and neither do you, and neither does anybody that I've heard or talked to, Adam Peters not getting fired. Dan Quinn not getting fired. I mean, maybe Cliff Kingsbury takes a job. Maybe. Maybe Cliff Kingsbury gets the Giants job. He's still there amongst the potential candidates.
Not happening.
So is Marcus Freeman. You say it's not happening?
I mean, that's just me as a complete fan saying I would hate it.
Why?
We've seen Cliff Kingsbury be a coach before. We saw how that turned out. And I'm not sure
it was it was pretty good last. Oh, you mean as a head coach?
Head coach, yes. I'm sorry.
So do you think that because a head coach is recycled, they can't be good again?
No. I mean, I don't think that things were ever bad with Mike Vrabel, but look at the job he's doing. I think, and that's just one example. There are many examples of it working out.
I mean, look
out.
At Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
There was a time long probably before you, I think, maybe before you were born, that Bill Belichick was considered to be a village idiot.
Yeah. I think it's just more so his Cliff Kingsbury style. I don't like the way him and Kyler Murray is in a league of his own, but I just never felt like he kind of took Kyle Murray to the shed and held him accountable for his personality.
That could be fair.
Yeah, he let Kyle Murray kind of like run all over him, and yeah. I don't want that here for New York.
Well, so here's the thing. I think ultimately he was stuck with Kyler Murray, and Kyler Murray had talent but was very, very, very immature and very inconsistent as well. I think Cliff and Kyler Murray being paired together as, you know, young quarterback, number one overall pick, along with first-time head coach, probably, like, when people think, oh, we want something young and new, and they never think of the downside. They never think, oh, the lack of experience, the lack of institutional knowledge might be a bad thing, especially if things go sideways, if injuries happen, if bad habits happen. I think the bigger problem is Kyler Murray's lack of maturity, lack of responsibility, lack of hard work hurt not only Kyler Murray's development, but it also hurt Cliff's reputation. I'm not saying Cliff was perfect. And this year, we've seen Cliff up and down in terms of the public reaction, right? Like today, a lot of people are pretty happy with Cliff because they ran the ball for 145 yards without Chris Rodriguez. They ran the ball 27 times naturally through the running back, plus 10 Marcus Mariota run scrambles. So 37 times overall in windy, cold, blustery, icy conditions. We didn't ask Marcus Mariota to win that game solely on his arm. They only passed 19 times. And it's a good thing because Marcus wasn't great. 10 of 19. Now, he did have the 51-yard touchdown pass, but again, anybody should be able to dial that up. If he doesn't have that, he's 9 of 18 for a buck 50. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We continue to pick through yesterday's game. I want to focus on somebody on the back end that had himself a whale of a ball game next. We'll do that and tackle that with you. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Yeah, it would help if I turned on the wrong mic, the right microphone. We were going to hear from Antonio Hamilton, but we had a little issue with the audio. So I'll just go right into it. Antonio Hamilton, the 32-year-old corner who started yesterday. How about that? And he only, here's why you can't just watch the box, read the box score. If you just saw, he had two tackles, you wouldn't think anything special. But here's why you need to watch, at the minimum, the highlights and really the game. He had a broken up touchdown pass in the end zone in which he was clearly beat, but he recovered and punched the ball out. He had a second down pass defense on that final Giants series. Nice recovery and nice job knocking it away. And he was involved in the punt block on Jalen Lane's touchdown. So again, he only had two tackles, but that's why you need to watch the game. Or that's why you need to watch more than just the highlights that an ESPN or an NFL network might put together. Because that might not show up in those. But football fans who watch that game, Commanders fans who watch that game, know how instrumental Antonio Hamilton was. Good job by my guy, Linnell Willingham, who asked me about Antonio Hamilton on the pregame show yesterday and the impact, and I kind of glossed over it, I'll admit. You know, I was kind of like, well, you know, yeah, I mean, sure. I'll be honest with you. I didn't spend a lot of time on Antonio Hamilton. But he was good. Good enough yesterday to make an impact. Again, on just those plays that I just talked about. Right? And, I mean, for whatever it's worth, if you look at PFF, the number one graded Commanders defender yesterday, Antonio Hamilton, an 81.6, a coverage grade of 81.8. He was targeted seven times. He allowed two catches. Trying to pull up more numbers for you. Yeah. For 21 yards, 10.5 per reception, 12 yards after the catch, a long of 19. He had one official pass breakup, according to, again, PFF. He had a passer rating against of 39.6. He did have a penalty, and he played 49 snaps at corner. And he made two tackles, as we chronicled. But again, those plays, big moment plays. So kudos to Antonio Hamilton, a guy that I didn't expect much. Now, listen, it helps that you're playing the Giants, right? I mean, Wandale Robinson is, you know, Theo Johnson are their most dangerous weapons. Not exactly super dangerous. So let's see what Antonio Hamilton does against A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith this week. Let's see. Might be a different story. 301-230-0980. We'll take a timeout. Top of the hour. Come on back. More reaction to the Commanders win. And we'll bounce around the rest of the NFL in my weekend full of fun and frolic on the Team 980. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.